episode 1 of Anxious Ramblings. Here we're going to speak about all the crazy thoughts in your head that you're afraid to say out loud. Hi everyone, my name is Julia Cardoso. I'm a 21-year-old college student from Boston. In May of 2012, I was boarding an airplane on my way back to Boston when I had my first panic attack. So I got on the plane and all of a sudden I felt dizzy, I had heart palpitations, lightheadedness, and my whole body was just shaking. I didn't know what was wrong with me. The next day, I visited the hospital, and they said everything was fine. And I was like, how could this be? I don't feel fine. I know something's wrong with me. What's wrong with me? So for the next several months, I was in and out of the hospital. Every time a new symptom came up, I was in there trying to figure out what was wrong. And in September 2012, I was finally diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. Having anxiety is really hard because on some days, I wouldn't even leave my house. It made my comfort zone so small that my room was the only place that made me feel safe. Also, I had developed a really bad habit of Googling all my symptoms. Google became my worst enemy. Every new symptom that I experienced, a new tab on WebMD opened up. May 17, 2013 marked a year since my first panic attack and a year since I've had anxiety. Now I'm in recovery. And one of the main things that really helped me get better was being open about my condition and finding others who are also going through the same struggles. One thing about me that I'd like you to know is I consider myself an anxiety survivor. Yes, I still have anxiety, and yes, it gets bad on some days, but I'm a survivor because I don't let it control my life. And I don't want it to control yours either. So for this podcast, I'd like to speak about the issue of the stigma on mental illnesses. One of the main reasons that I wanted to do this podcast is because the stigma exists. I feel like there's so much more that needs to be done in order to help this issue. So first, I'd like to start off with some news. I found an article on the Huffington Post by Simi Leachman entitled, Mental Health Patients, and then the stigma must come from us. Some of the important points from our articles are, as you may know, May is Mental Health Month, but instead of the talk being focused on the mental health sufferers, it's focused on the DSM being re-released. So for those of you who don't know what the DSM is, the DSM is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders. So it was first published by the American Psychiatric Association. It basically provides the guidelines to classify mental illnesses. We have come a long way with mental health, but we still have a long way to go. Removing the stigma has to start with those who have mental illnesses. When we hide our illness or feel ashamed by it, we are strengthening the stigma. One quote from her article that really stood out to me is when she states, "We need to be honest about our condition with ourselves and others if we want others to stop judging us. Once we as patients are able to speak about our illnesses candidly, we can place the pressure on the rest of the world to accept us openly. Until then, we cannot expect more of others than we are willing to offer ourselves." And also, there is a new documentary entitled A New State of Mind, Ending the Stigma of Mental Illnesses. So this documentary will premiere on California PBS stations May 30th, 2013. And after May 30th, it's available for download. And I'm just going to read you what it says on the flyer. It says that stigma associated with mental illness can be more destructive than the illness itself. Each of us has a role to play in ending stigma once and for all, in building a stronger, healthier California. A New State of Mind, Ending the Stigma of Mental Illness, tells stories of everyday people throughout their struggles, recovery, and resilience in the face of mental health challenges. So be sure to check that out. I'm going to be watching it soon, and I'll tell you guys how I feel about it on the next podcast. So this past semester, I took a class called Deviant Behavior and Social Control. The main takeaway that I got from this class is the idea of labeling and stigma. According to American sociologist Irving Goffman, a stigma is an attribute that goes against societal norms and that is considered deeply discrediting. So Goffman decided to categorize stigmas into three different categories. The first one is physical deformities. This includes scars, obesity, and the deformities faced when having an eating disorder. Blemishes of characters include mental illnesses and drug abuse. Tribal stigmas are ethnic or religious groups that go against societal norms. So you know how society places a label on everything and everyone. Everyone always has something to say, and everyone always has an opinion, a judgment. It's just you can't do anything without being judged and without having a label placed on you. So the label placed on the mentally ill calls us crazy, inadequate, and dangerous. And that's crazy because if you think about it, people who have mental illnesses are more likely to become victims of these crimes than the criminals themselves. Also, having a label placed on you can sometimes become a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you hear these labels, the more you tend to internalize it, and eventually you become it. Those with mental illnesses fight each day to be normal, to be the way society wants us to be, but in reality, we are society. Instead of trying to change ourselves, we should change the way society views us. We should make up a new normal. Those with mental illnesses are human, and we are not defined by our mental illnesses. We need to fight back against the stigma and make them change the way they think. So some negative consequences to the stigma on mental illnesses are ruined relationships between family members, friends, or lovers, discrimination or belittlement at work or school, bullying, suicide, not being able to get adequate health coverage for your mental illness, and the development of other mental illnesses. Like I said before, we have come a long way, but we still have so much more to do to help this issue. So one thing that I really think that we need to start with is just building basic awareness. People need to be aware of these mental illnesses. I feel like there should be more than just one chapter in your health class on mental illness. We need to bring awareness of these issues and show people that mental illness is real. Also, the media needs to stop romanticizing it. One of the main issues with the stigma is that it is brought on by the media. The way the media views mental illnesses is just wrong and distorted. And the more we tend to focus on the media perception of it, the more people tend to believe it. Having anxiety doesn't mean that you're just shy and nervous. Having depression is way more than just being sad. Bipolar disorder is way more than just mood swings. People need to recognize the importance of mental health and realize that it's just as important as physical health. These facts on mental illnesses are real. People need to open their eyes and realize this. So someone can be in your classroom, at your job, in your church, in your own house with a mental illness and you wouldn't even know it. It's not like we have a sign on our forehead that says, hey, I have a mental illness. So you really need to be conscious about what you say and how you say it. And if you do know someone who has a mental illness and who is going through a rough time right now, I really want you to try to be there for them to the best of your ability. You may not know what they're going through, and you don't have to. You don't have to understand what we're going through. But the least you can do is just be there and be kind. Because I know one of the hardest parts for me to deal with was when I felt like I was alone with my anxiety. I felt like there was no one else to turn to, and it's just me against the world. When in reality, there's so many other people with anxiety, so many other people with mental illnesses, college students with mental illnesses, teenagers. There's so many people out there who have these illnesses who are able to reach out to each other and help us through this. So if anyone else is out there right now listening who thinks that they're alone, I just want you to know that you're not, and we can fight this illness together. So I'd like to end this podcast with some responses that I got from a question I posed on my blog. The question is, if you could tell the world one thing about mental illness, what would it be? Okay. My eating disorder has taken 3 years of my life. Because of my eating disorder, I need to learn how to live again. I'll live to my fullest because I know I am more than those 3 years of suffering. Just because you don't have one doesn't mean you get to belittle someone who does. I would say that mental illness is not a joke. I would tell them that they hurt more people than they ever know when they joke about it. It's a real thing that affects people's lives greatly. It isn't as simple as just changing the way you think. No one makes a conscious choice to have a mental illness, so don't attack people who suffer for something they have no control over. It's nothing to be ashamed about. When living with a mental illness, you have to try twice as hard as everybody to be normal and do normal things. I have generalized anxiety disorder, depression, and an eating disorder. Mental illnesses take over your whole life. Basically, you don't really have one. You have to fight hard for anything you want to achieve. Even the smallest things, you're walking afraid of people judging you and unbelievably afraid of never being able to live like a normal person. If I could say something, it'd be, don't judge something you don't understand or haven't experienced yourself. I feel that one thing I want people to know, that mental illness isn't always terrible. It's hard sometimes, very hard, yes, but there are also times when we feel, dare I say, normal. There are moments, maybe even days, when we can feel okay and we seem okay, but we're not always okay. It hurts when people say that we're fine, we'll be fine, but it's even worse when we begin to question ourselves. What's wrong with me? Am I normal? Am I not? Why am I like this? Sanity is a continuum, and there's a gradient of irrationality in every thought or action anyone does. If I could tell the world one thing about mental illnesses, I think it would be that mental illnesses are just as real as physical illnesses. They should be treated and discussed with much respect and dignity as any other diagnosis. Mental illnesses aren't always easy to understand, but doing your best to understand what someone goes through on a daily basis and supporting them can mean the world. I would tell the world that with someone living with a mental illness, life is constantly difficult. Every little task and breath and interaction takes real effort, but we are still alive, trying to be the best we can be every day. Just be kind, because you never know who's struggling. And lastly, the strongest, most creative, most capable people I know are those who you may call crazy behind their backs. We do a battle every day. I'd like to take this time to thank everyone who made this podcast possible. I would like to thank Jean, my friend Elise for the music, everyone who follows me on Tumblr, and those of you who answered this week's question. The question for next week is, how has mental illness affected your life negatively or positively? If you'd like to answer this question, you can email me at anxietysurvivor@gmail.com. Also, if anyone else would like to share their story on the podcast or be interviewed, you can also email me. So for next week, I'll be interviewing a teen who is struggling with anxiety and depression. You can also reach me on Twitter @anxiouszurvivor. Thank you for listening. Hope you all tune in next week.